Afghanistan has vast stretches of remote rural areas served by miles of rough roads, many barely passable, and yet 18 candidates, including one woman, are out campaigning to become their country's next president. The Taliban and other insurgents have killed people who've signed up for voter registration cards and threatened to disrupt the election scheduled for October 9th. Afghanistan's foreign minister, Abdullah Abdullah, insists that the violence, including the recent rocket attack on a helicopter carrying President Hamid Karzai, won't stop Afghans from voting.
They will try their best and they will do whatever they can to disrupt the process. But 10 million people or over 10 million people registered in the past few months.
When the United Nations first set out to register voters in Afghanistan along with the government, it was hoping at best for 7 million. It estimated 9 million voters were there to be signed up. And in the end, there appear to be more voters registered than voters. I was there last spring talking to Afghans registering. We just want to play you something of a young Afghan man. He's about 20, 21.
They're just interested that it's a new thing. Like my brother got two or three cards. He just got it as he saw that it is free and it is something new for him. He just went and got it.
There might be some cases of multiple registration, but during the elections, people will not be able to vote more than once. There will be different methods used, including the special inks which they use. They attach it to the hand, then it will stay there and they will not be able to vote more than once.
You get labeled that you voted and you can't come back.
That's right.
Right. President Karzai wears the robes of state, if you will. He has the power of having the U.S. and the West behind him. But who can beat him?
I don't think that the most important thing would be who would come next. It is important that the people feel free to exercise their right and to move forward. But it will be a contested election.
You are speaking to us as the foreign minister of President Karzai's government, yet you are backing his most powerful and respected opponent. His name is Yunus Kanuni, pretty well-known Northern Alliance leader. His own campaign manager has complained that Mr. Kanuni has been pressured by the United States to drop out as a candidate.
I'm not aware of the pressure as such. But the United States, the international community, would want to see the success of the democratic process in the way that it is acceptable to the people of Afghanistan.
What would your candidate do differently than Mr. Karzai?
I don't see a lot of differences. We all work together to make Burn process a success. So the vision of the future of this country, I think, President Karzai, Mr. Kanuni, we all share.
President Karzai has said that the biggest threat to democracy in Afghanistan is not the Taliban or terrorists, but warlords. The idea here is that the warlords are very powerful and that they will scare voters into voting for them or their candidates.
I think there might be cases of intimidation against voters. This country needs a unitary state, a single national army, a single national police force, and government institutions. So how to define the threats to the process? I would say the narcotics, remnants of Taliban and Al-Qaeda, while the issue of regional leaders, which in some cases they are warlords, those who are abusing their power. That situation is also changing to the positive. I should say that with the continuation of the process of demobilization, disarmament, and reintegration of former combatants, you see a change in the situation.
Could you give me an example? I was thinking of when one of the more powerful men, the leader of a western province by the name of Ismail Khan, was removed from office. No one's gone to war over it yet. Would that have been different a few years ago or even a few months ago?
Perhaps a few months ago that would have been impossible. Some other powerful leaders have been given civilian posts and they have accepted without any violence. So in moving ahead, we have the support from the people.
Foreign Minister Abdullah Abdullah, thank you very much for joining us.
You're welcome.
Dr. Abdullah Abdullah is the foreign minister of Afghanistan.